You are the solution to any circumstance in your life. I am the solution to any circumstance in my life. No matter what the circumstances are in my life, no matter how tremendous they may seem or how terrible they may seem, I am the solution. I am the solution because I am the one who puts the cause in motion to bring about any result that I wish for in my life. I am the one who brings about the result for any activity going on in my world. It doesn't matter what it may be, and it doesn't matter how terrible it may be. I am that solution right now. And that solution I have in me. That solution I have right easily accessible to me. All I have to do is turn to it and say, I am the solution. And as I turn to it and say, I am the solution, I am the solution. As I turn to it and say, I am the one, I am the only one, I am the expression of all that is beautiful and good, I am that I am. As I know this, and as I say this, and as I am this, then I am that. I am the outpicturing of every good and wonderful experience in life. Everything. No matter what it may be, I am that expression. I am that wholeness. I am that goodness. Now, how can that solution come to me? How can I know what the solution is? How can I know what I should do? Well, the truth of the matter is, you don't. The truth of the matter is, you don't know the solution. You don't know what you should do. You don't know anything. When circumstances happen in my life, I just naturally do what comes natural from the very heart of me. I do what comes natural from the very essence of my being, and it is done. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't say that I'm going to put this board here and that nail there, and I'm going to wash this window, and I'm going to say these words. I just listen within and respond to what my inner tells me to do. And I don't even know that I'm listening within, responding to what my inner tells me what to do, because it is so natural for me. It is so natural. When I'm walking along and I see something that needs tending to, I often just stop immediately and tend to it. I would walk with Ingeborg as we would go around the path here on the meditation trails of the University of Healing. And as I'd walk with her, she would constantly be reaching down and picking up twigs and picking up branches and picking up sticks. And I would say to her, Ingeborg, why are you picking up all those sticks? And she says, well, I want to use them to start a fire in the fireplace, because I like to have a fire in the fireplace. I think that is so nice. And I say, but you're going to have to carry them with you everywhere you go. She says, oh, no, I make little piles here. I pick them up, and then I just put them in a pile here. I pick them up, and I put them in a pile there. And then later I come back with a bag or something, and I put them in the bag, or I bring the coaster wagon, and I put them in the coaster wagon. Or I bring my little shopping wagon that I have with the two wheels on it, and sort of like it carries a shopping bag, but I have a bag for my sticks. And I said, Ingeborg, why do you pick up sticks? Why do you do? And she says, it's my nature. I like to do that. I like to pick up the sticks, and I like to have the fire. I like those things. In our nature, we do things. We don't always know why we do things. Here, Ingeborg was in her 80s, and she was running around picking up sticks and trying to break them on her knee. And I said, hey, you crazy nut, don't do that. Just bring them along, and we'll break them for you. I can do it, she says. I can do it. Well, we all know the solution to whatever it is that makes us happy. She wanted to have wood at the fireplace, and we had two boxes filled with wood just for her for that purpose, but she wanted to get her own. She wanted to pick up the pieces, the twigs that lay around on the path. It was not just to bring the wood for the fireplace. It was because she had intrinsically within her the idea of having the University of Healing grounds here, the Absolute Monastery grounds, the most beautiful, wonderful grounds in the world, where people would walk, and as they'd walk, they'd feel an inner sense of goodness. They'd feel an inner sense of peace, and they would just feel good. That was her solution. She wanted to bring her peace to the university grounds, and she did. We do, too. We do as we walk along, and we see a weed that's growing up in the middle of the path, and we pull it out. We do it as we walk along, and we see a stone that's out of place, and we put it in place. We like to have a stone standing along the edge of the path. Anita, she goes to the path, and she looks at it, and she says, "My, isn't that beautiful?" And then she takes 2 or 3 minutes, and she quickly runs around and gets pretty large stones and makes them all along the edge of the path. It's her solution to happiness. She looks at that, and she says, "Gee, that looks good." And so every time she has a moment of feeling that she wants to have things look good, she goes out and she puts stones along the edges of the paths. Now, the paths are beautiful and glorious. Years ago, Ilse did the same thing. Ilse had a challenge of building a meditation path for herself, like each of the monks did. And she built this meditation path. And her meditation path was one where she had stones all along the edge. And I told her, I said, "Ilse, when you build the path, build it wide enough so the golf cart can run on it. Because the golf cart's going to come and knock your stones askew, and it's not going to look nice for long." "Oh, yes." Now, she says, "I'll widen the path." And so she didn't widen the path on both sides. She just widened the path on one side and made it wide enough for the golf cart to go through. And as she did that, she looked at it and she says, "How wonderful. Instead of having to move the stones on both sides to widen the path, I just moved them on one side. And that was my solution for widening the path." And to this day, her paths are still beautiful, lovely, and stone-lined. Years have passed. 20, 30 years have passed since she put down her stones, and they still stand there. Still stand there as a loving monument of her caring and her genius and her solution to widening the path for the golf cart. You say, "Well, that's no big solution. That's no big problem. That's no big worry that we have." Solutions are solutions, and it doesn't matter how big or how small they are. If we handle the solutions from our inner illumination, as Ilse did, as Ingeborg did, as Anita did, as we all do, we handle the solution. I walk along the meditation paths, and sometimes the meditation path, weeds grow up right in the middle of the path, and it seems strange, but parts of it they don't, and parts of it they do. And I run the tractor over it and scrape it and make the path nice, and the weeds are still there. And so as I walk along, every day I will bend over and pull up maybe 100 weeds and throw them off to one side. And then I'll stop, and I'll say, "I'll leave a little bit for another day." And I leave a little bit for another day. But as the days go by, the path becomes more and more beautiful, more and more glorious, more and more weed-free. Now, I could walk on that path and walk through those weeds and they wouldn't disturb me. I could stay on the road, and I could walk the road and not the meditation paths. I could do many other things than that, but that gives me delight. Pulling those weeds gives me the feeling of wonder. And I take my bare hands, no gloves, and I pull those weeds out, and those weeds are full of stickers. And I say to myself, "I know right where to hold the weed." And so I hold it at the place where it enters the ground, and I pull it out, and no stickers touch me, and I am free of it. I have a solution for all those things. You say, well, those are infinitesimal solutions. They're really non-consequential. They're really something that is not really important. Oh, yes, they are. If I allow myself to follow my inner illumination each time I have something I want to do, I find that I do it beautifully, and I do it good, and I do it with magic. We are all living in our illumination. And if we will live in our illumination with the solution we have in our heart, we'll find that it works every time. I think about it and let it happen. And it does. Have a lovely day and know that I love you.